And as society congests itself, it is just a demonstration on how well it has castrated its members together. And if everyone would take care of their own nature, no one would have time to take care of governance, and yet governance at that point would not be needed. And whether we are predisposed or not, our daily duty is to immerse ourselves in our nature. And either we make ourselves reshapable to be suited for social subsidies, or believe we can shape ourselves so strong as to face all circumstances. And as soon as people start following who they believe to be the God representative, they are brought to the devil. And even if he or she is most rigorous in adopting a traditional media, no meaning can be made unless he or she shifts to the actual medium shaping his or her society. And knowing the limited perception of our audience, we ought to give out a limited part of ourselves, avoiding all nourishing details. And once our biggest effort is made in order to be included in society, our later effort is to differentiate ourselves from it. And in the bush, we'll all end up after realizing the limited mentality we'll all have to embrace in an apparently free society. And to maintain civilized, one anyway adopts machinery that strongly outsource highly uncivilized realms. And a society can only function maintaining a relationship between lord and slaves, which only a new medium of organization can upheaval. And no shadow can be provided under a technological sun which does not allow any tree to grow ancient. And only by being excluded from the official production, officially we can produce authenticity. And modern stupidity is characterized by humans' attempt to zoom in and out things they can read with their naked eyes. And it is not about respecting certain virtues, but about keeping up excelling in our humanity, giving no time to vice. And when a scientist gets to run a country, the country becomes the perfect experimental ground to test his theories. We shouldn't be in a hurry to go anywhere, as the only place we can go is the end of our life. And as we become part of an operating system, the virus will eventually perpetrate even within us. And birth follows anarchy, and certainly not a grip of power only meant to keep alive a decaying establishment. And a deep hate can only emerge against those who have obstaculated the emergence of our deep love. And the void left by the passions we left behind is social rot. And even the foundation work at last aims to solidify the shell of the establishment. And the main lesson will always be that without personal exposure there won't be any substantial learning. And there is a time to blossom and a time to let our pulp be eaten so that a new germination can begin. and we shall welcome constraints, but ought to at some points move out to the constraint makers to subject our concept to new constraints. And we don't belong to a particular place, but each manifestation of our nature can belong to many different places. And the more we obsess to keep alive, the more insignificant we have become beyond our worldly properties. And we have castrated any spontaneous galloping to equalize ourselves into what we consider a socially safe pace. And an harmony crossing all differences can only be established through the natural generosity of a Garden of Eden. And only in its homogeneous containment, most inclusive socialism can in fact work. And it is only experiencing an obstruction to our freedom that a poetic of freedom can arise. And the more the home becomes our fortress, the more is likely that catastrophes will arise. And accepting the medium as the medium is the only way we want to fall within its dark abyss. And in the end, we choose to express ourselves as we don't want to sound as stupid as all others. And unless we become conscious of it, the more we develop our network, the more we fragment within. And the only way to question the relativity of the mainstream answers of our technological oracles is to become fully autonomous from them. And we are told that truths can only be achieved collectively, and yet the only truth is that collectiveness is rapidly destroying us. And the establishment is able to block out any real criticism by developing within a most fake one. And if there is no longer any physical beating, there is now a subtle psychological one to settle down the spontaneous growth of our soul. And the Enlightenment has only been a different way to cast light on a truth using a torch whose batteries we can't any longer alimentate. And the very fact that there is a need for a rigid authority only shows that there is much inequality between the rich and the poor. And whether we adore or rage against an ideology, our reasoning get debilitated unless we cultivate our own framework. And the great modern mistake is not so much preventing spontaneous things from rising, as they will anyway do so, but preventing already dead things to fully expire. And we shall retain both the power of ancient imagination to overlap natural elements and the power of modern imagination to put artificial elements upside down. And it is only in our youth that we can radically root ourselves elsewhere, and when too old, the only radical things left to do is to die. And as for sugar, pleasures needs more additional pleasures in order to be diluted. It is a great expense to keep ignorance afloat, yet in no time truth can pierce right through it. And the very those who criticizes our lives are those who wishes our life to be sold to the devil. And the more we can show that there is a threat that could divide us, the more we get united. And in order for new life to be born, spontaneity will have to wait for the conservative mindness to rot of its own. And the very fact that society keeps putting us on hold turns vicious any of our noble aspirations. As private property is extended to the state, so it is the slavery outside its walls. And the start is always an innocent one until the roles we pick up channel us against one another. And we shouldn't do things to please others and in turn please ourselves, but to provide a nourishing substance that can be at times unpleasant. And we put our souls in the sterile hands of science, who were the source of so much distress. And right in what we define as liberation lies the roots of a new enslaving empire. And depending on our intellectual development, any degree of establishment gets too tight until we get ready to develop our own autonomy in nature. And modern syndromes can be all seen as forms of social repressions of our natural instinct. And committed to our small little realm, we might in the end do much more good than in the giant philanthropic attempts. And having no choices to survive but to speculate, the real choice is to whether we want to directly or indirectly speculate on our own nature.